This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Prime Minister of Greece, Alexis Tsipras, is in Moscow today chit-chatting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The common thread between the two men and their countries? A distinctly uneasy relationship with the European Union. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that story.
President Putin spoke today of the shared spiritual roots between Russia and Greece. Both countries have Orthodox Christian churches, but Russia analyst John Luff says Putin doesn't really have religion in mind, but something else.
To put pressure on the unity of the European Union.
Putin wants to snag at least one no vote when the EU states meet this summer to consider renewing sanctions against Russia. Sanctions have to be approved unanimously. Athenian blogger John Serapalis says Greece is running out of money fast and it's open to offers.
This might perhaps allow Mr. Putin to give the Greeks a bundle of goodies that will prize them out of the European United Front on the issue of sanctions.
A bundle of cash might do the trick, like the $23 billion Greece needs to pay its debts this year. That used to be loose change for the Kremlin, but, says John Luff, not anymore.
Russia is not in a position to extend large amounts of largesse at the moment because of its own economic problems.
Like sanctions and falling oil prices, but if Russian cash is not available, there is some lower hanging fruit for the Greeks to grab.
Nectarines and peaches and kiwi fruit.
That's the kind of produce that Greece used to export to Russia until Putin banned a whole range of EU foodstuffs. Getting him to lift the embargo on Greece would help a bit.
That would mean $1 billion worth of Greek exports.
But this is a trifle, say the Germans, and look at what the Greeks are risking. Playing footsie with Putin, they're putting their whole relationship with the Western world in jeopardy. Heinz Schulter is a leading German commentator.
What is it that Russia can offer to Greece that will compensate for falling out completely with Europe at large and the United States?
But in Athens, John Serapalis says after 6 years of economic misery, Greeks no longer seem to care about upsetting their Western partners.
There's no feeling that in this marriage between Greece and the West, there's a danger of breaking the wedding china because the wedding china's already been broken.
Critics say Greece is in a plate-smashing frenzy, which may just end in divorce and the country's ejection from the Eurozone. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.